Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about when and where you're not honoring yourself. Do you regularly honor your needs? Who in your life challenges you to do something that's out of integrity? Are you constantly wondering how to respect yourself more? Learn to be aware of where you're not honoring yourself as we continue our month focusing on paying attention. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Third time's a charm. First time I recorded this, it just disappeared. It didn't, it comes in a little video audio. It was all jacked up and I couldn't access it. It had, I don't know how to describe it when your files, when you don't have, like you have a little W for Word or a little P for PowerPoint. It has like a little character, little thumbnail. This didn't have any of it. And then on take two, I'd started and Nini, we have a big, it's not a litter robot, I don't know what it's called, but it's a big mechanical thing that dumps the litter. And then Nini decided to go to the bathroom, and even though I had my little cat, wait, she got in. The third time's a charm. I'm hoping I will be able to deliver the message that the universe wants you to hear, because apparently I wasn't able to do it in the first two tries. Today's episode was inspired because I used to be a doormat. And I'm being generous there. I didn't have very many boundaries. I didn't have healthy boundaries. I was out of integrity. I also see this in my clients who try to twist their lives to fit the expectation and needs of others instead of checking in where they're not honoring themselves. I see this online a lot. I read this post just the other day in a financial freedom group I'm in. And there was definitely financial abuse, meaning that she had to ask for money. He kept track of any penny, just, you know, and I would consider emotionally abusive, and there probably was additional abuse, completely out of integrity when you allow someone to control your life like that. Now, being out of integrity or not honoring yourself doesn't have to be extreme like abuse. If you're a vegetarian and you go to someone's house and they say, oh, you know, they spent all this time cooking this for you and try to guilt you into having a bite of meat. And if you do that, you wouldn't be honoring yourself. Again, don't judge yourself if that's happened, but that's an example. I had a friend that had an affair and she told me that she had used me as an excuse. We were living in different states at the time and I had a boundary and I said, don't ever use me as an excuse again. You do what you're going to do, but don't bring me into that because I'm not comfortable with that. And she honored that. Had I not spoken up, I would have been really upset because I would have not been honoring myself. And I would have known it, especially when I had an opportunity to say, hey, this isn't okay. I'm going to encourage you. Look at all areas of your life where you may be out of integrity. And remember, all this month is spending 10 or 15 minutes a day focusing on the subject of the week to increase and flex our awareness, our paying attention muscles. That's the purpose. Awesome. It's great if you can do more than that, get some whys and aha moments, or if you're able to take action. Remember, coming up is my break in July where I take my 6-week break. So if you spend this entire month just working on the awareness, you'll have 6 weeks where you don't have an episode, and that'll allow you some time, if you choose to take some actions. Physically, do you listen when your body needs a break? In my March episode with my friend Wendy, she had brain cancer, and she shared how she ignored again and again the signs her body was sharing with her. She's out of integrity then. When I worked at USC and got mono, and I was exhausted all the time, kept pushing and pushing and pushing. My body's like, hello, I'm tired. There's something wrong. You're ignoring me. And then it broke. Oh, well, I can't blame my body. It was trying to tell me. I was out of integrity then. Do you not go to the gym? Perhaps your body really needs to exercise and get moving, and instead you're watching TV. Not honoring yourself then. Maybe someone asks you to move something and you have a weak lower back and you know, oh, that couch is too heavy for me to help. It's too much. You say, yes, you're not honoring yourself. Mentally, do you listen to yourself when you need to relax and retreat and recharge? Are you able to honor that? I'm a firm believer in taking mental health days. I've been working on my husband, told him, you know what, you should allow yourself one mental health day a month. I always did that when I was working. And that's hard for him, right? Because go, 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 move and move. I was really proud of him. The other day, he's on a 410. He worked 45 hours in 3 days and he took the fourth day off. It was just too much. I was like, you know, your body can't do this. Your mind can't do that. And he listened. Can you step away from work when you need to? Before I met my husband, I could work 24/7. It wasn't good for me. And I figured, I'm not in a relationship. Well, I'm in a relationship with myself and I wasn't being too kind to myself. And I was out of integrity. Do you honor yourself by quieting your mind, by giving yourself a mental break through a mindfulness practice? Do you feel anyone who might have too much influence over you? Someone that makes you question your decisions. I told you all, hopefully in 5 years, because it's very personal, very hard, I'm going to talk about how I was in this women's group and the woman who led it. And boy, did I give my power away. Boy, did I allow her to influence me. And one of the clues is I started to step back. And then I saw one of the women about 5 months afterwards. And her entire thing was, Rosemary said this, Rosemary said that. And I came home and my husband said, yep, that was you. I was like, wow, that is way too much influence. You're giving your power away. So that might be something to pay attention to. Who is influencing you too much? Where are you not honoring yourself by listening to your own innate wisdom? Emotionally, do you respect your emotions? Or shut them down or lash out? How are you not honoring yourself when you do that? Can you easily express how you feel to your family, friends, coworkers, most intimate relationships? Or does someone shame you or invalidate what you're feeling and you stop? Who takes you out of integrity in your emotions? Where are you allowing that to happen? You know, people in different cultures, I would use the term wail, and you see on TV and wailing and expressing their grief. And we're a little more buttoned up in America. And I've heard people say just, oh, that's wrong or whatever. You know what? I think when you express yourself to that deep and that connection to you, you're able to move forward more easily because you really felt that at such a level that you were able to release it. How about spiritually? Are you doing what you love or have a job that pays the bills? Right? You've not honored yourself because you're not following your passion. You're staying out of integrity because of fear. Most likely, I don't know. Of course, everyone's different. Maybe you've had someone say, oh, you know what? You're disappointing me if you follow your dreams. If you leave our small town and go to the big city, you're leaving your family behind. What are you doing? Why are you treating us like that? And then you don't go, and then you regret it down the line. That's happened to more than one person. When you do that, you're not honoring yourself. You're not honoring what your soul needs. And again, remember, this isn't about judgment. This is about becoming aware so that you can change that. No one. You have all the answers you need within. Got Clutter, 365 journal prompts books, supports you in figuring out how to clear your clutter. Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Choose from physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, holidays, or compilation volumes 1, 2, and 3. Free MP3 meditation with purchase. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com or purchase on Amazon. Prior to meeting my husband, I for a long time expected, well, I want to be in a relationship because I want them to make me happy. Well, no one can make me happy. No one can make me happy but me. And so that was a big aha lesson for me. Yeah, and I learned that probably in my 30s, but at least I learned it. That's why I do this. I want you to know, A, it's never too late. You're never learning too late and you can change your life. That's why I share all my embarrassing stories with you. And so once I had that aha moment, I was like, wow, it's an inside job. It's up to me. And so my most important relationship is with me. If I keep myself happy and healthy, then of course that translates to my relationships. So it's an inside job. And the most important relationship, I will posit, is with yourself. So when you're not honoring yourself and you're out of integrity, the ultimate unkindness. Relationships, and I'm sure this one's a biggie. You probably have people, maybe, hopefully not, that won't take no for an answer, that won't honor your need to say, you know what, I can't do this right now. So who is that in your life? Or is it someone who's always, always asking, and never giving? Are you, as well, able to ask for support when you need it? Because that's being a terror. You know what, I'm exhausted. Can you please do this for me? I really need some support. I don't know what to do. I need a roadmap to get there. How well your relationships? And you know, I encourage you to share, hey, you know what, this is what I'm doing this week. And how people respond is really going to tell you a lot. Believe, I don't know, was it Maya Angelou that said, you know, people tell you who they are. They always, always do. It's whether or not, are you paying attention? Are you listening to what they are telling you? How about your health? Are you out of integrity if you're sitting around eating junk food? Are you not honoring this temple, this body that you have as you age, making sure you stretch enough? You know, I mentioned the excuse week. I make excuse. And now I'm like, okay, it's time. I don't want to be a certain way when I'm older and I've not been treating this lovely machine too well. So how well are you taking care of your health? Are you brushing and flossing twice a day, having regular dental appointments, going to the doctor regularly? And honor yourself also by listening to your intuition. When I have a new doctor we moved, I really, really like her. And I said, you know, hey, I'm getting my mammogram. And actually, I think I don't want to do mammograms anymore because I don't have breast cancer, and everything I read, the mammograms seem to be worse. Now I need to do some more studies on that. But many things I'm worried about, breast cancer is not one of them. I'm not going to get cancer. That's one thing I'm not worried about. Anyway, I said, while I'm there, can we do a scan of my thyroid? I just have this feeling it needs to be checked. So we do the scan. Great technician. I feel very fortunate. Anyway, so then huge thing, got the biopsy, no cancer, and then finally went to the surgeon who was great. And he said, you know, what they told me, oh, it's 4 millimeters or centimeters, whatever size of a golf ball, I think. And I'm already past that when I got it scanned several months ago. And he said, you know, we can do the biopsy, but it can't get everything. I don't have cancer. I just know it. But what I appreciate is my intuition said, say something to your doctor. And I'm thrilled that my doctor said, okay, we're just going to go ahead and scan your thyroid. We'll just trust your intuition. So I honored myself by speaking up and saying, I have this intuitive thought that we need to get my thyroid checked out. And she honored it. And you know what? I'm grateful because it's just starting to, you know, your windpipe's kind of straight up and down. It's just starting to influence the windpipe. So we will get it taken out before all that happens. And I'm super grateful, but I honored myself. That was the important part. And just FYI, if you didn't know, this is very common and you can have this and not be cancer. And the good news is, and I won't find out until about 3 weeks after surgery, 75% of people do not need meds for once they, even if they get half their thyroid removed. So you can help put that out for me that I'm like going, I'm not going to need meds, take out the thyroid. The other half will got to get working. She's been a little lazy. But remember, honor yourself. And even when it's, you know, the fascinating thing is we all think, oh, I'm kind of crazy. I have this crazy thought and it's my intuition. Intuition's there for a reason. And even if it sounds nuts, it's your intuition. It's there to tell you something. Finances. Do you pay your bills and monitor and keep track of that? Or do you just go into denial and stress mode? You're not honoring yourself. And even if you think avoidance is working, it's that drip, drip, drip at the back of your head. It's not supporting you. It's stressing you out even more. You might not realize it though. Or if you said, hey, you know what? I'm going to clear my physical clutter. And then you go out and buy a bunch of stuff. You don't honor yourself then. If that's causing you stress and you said, I'm going to make a plan, then you went out of integrity. Maybe you have people like, hey, I need some money. Can I borrow some money? And your intuition, your gut screaming, no, Will Rogers, no, Will Rogers, woo, woo, woo. Danger signs everywhere. And then you loan the money. And maybe you don't have a lot of money to spare and you never get that money back, right? And then you're angry and you're upset, but you didn't honor yourself. So where in your finances are you not honoring yourself? Look at all areas of your life. Now, I encourage you to pay attention and notice if you have any patterns. For example, maybe you are intimidated by someone and you just go into that immediate autopilot, I will do what you say. And then you sit back for a moment and say, wow, I never realized this. Every time Tom comes into the room, I just snap to attention. I do what he says. And why is that? I'm afraid of him. I'm afraid of him. Oh, wow, I had forgotten this. Tom once threatened me, and he's such a big guy that I feel physically threatened by him. I didn't realize it. And every time, wow, that's what I'm going into fear. I'm afraid he might harm me. Okay, well, let's see if there's something I can do about it. Can I make sure someone's always with me when I'm in the room with Tom? Can I have a conversation with Tom and my boss? What is it that I need to do? Again, we don't need to go in the why. We don't need to go into taking action, but I just throw that out there. If you're super motivated, and especially if you've been paying attention and you're like, wow, I have a solution. I can do it right now. Go for it. Go for it. Absolutely take action. Maybe you notice that you have a pattern of when you reach a certain stress level and you are stressed max, you take the path of least resistance, even if it's out of integrity. Again, no judgment here. We're the scientists, we're the archaeologists, but that's a big ha and say, okay, wow, then I can attack my stress and deal with it so that it doesn't reach a level where I just go on autopilot and step out of integrity. Take actions from today's podcast. Set the intention to discover where you're not honoring yourself. Pay attention to where and with whom you're out of integrity. Notice any patterns when you find yourself stepping out of integrity. Recognize any aha moments where why you're not honoring yourself. Be in integrity. Take any action if you desire. On our next episode, we're focusing on what's draining you. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.